Tidewater CEO optimistic about 2025 results. Tidewater Incorporated has announced its 2025 results, with President and CEO Quintin Kneen expressing optimism about the company's performance despite anticipated challenges in the offshore industry. The company's resilience and focus on excellence have enabled it to deliver one of the best years in recent memory, demonstrating its ability to navigate difficult market conditions. The business generated year-over-year revenue growth, gross margin expansion, and average day rate growth, with adjusted EBITDA growing by approximately 7% to just under $600 million. This represents a significant improvement over the previous year's free cash flow generation of nearly $430 million. Tidewater successfully reset its debt capital structure this summer and established a sizable revolving credit facility, positioning the company with one of the strongest balance sheets in the offshore vessel industry. This move has enabled Tidewater to maintain financial flexibility and pursue incremental capital allocation opportunities. The company's success can be attributed to a persistent focus across the organization on excellence, as well as investments made in the fleet over the past few years to improve operational reliability. The improvement in utilization is also due to certain projects extending longer than anticipated and the benefits realized from the substantial investments in the fleet. Tidewater completed a strategic internal restructuring of its vessel ownership, vessel realignment, during the fourth quarter, consolidating a significant portion of the fleet into a single, wholly owned U.S. entity. This move has created a more streamlined business model and improved financial performance. The company also announced the acquisition of Wilson Sons Ultratug, a 22-vessel fleet exclusively focused on serving the Brazilian market. This acquisition continues Tidewater's strategy of bringing high-quality fleets onto its platform and positions it for long-term success in the largest offshore vessel market in the world. Tidewater views the acquisition as creating a distinctly advantaged position due to favorable structural factors influencing vessel demand in Brazil, coupled with the ability to import and protect legacy international tonnage. This move has strengthened the company's competitive advantage and positioned it for growth in 2026. Despite some open questions relating to the pace of drilling activity throughout 2026, recent comments from offshore drillers and leading indicators of tendering and new contract awards suggest that a recovery in offshore drilling is likely to manifest as we progress through the year and into 2027. Tidewater remains well-positioned due to its broad set of demand drivers for its business, including production support, offshore construction support, subsea, and EPCI support. The company's diversified revenue streams will continue to support its growth prospects in 2026. The acquisition of Wilson Sons Ultratug has also enabled Tidewater to update its financial guidance for 2026, with new full-year revenue guidance ranging from $1.43 to $1.48 billion and a full-year gross margin guidance of 49% to 51%. This represents an optimistic outlook for the company's continued growth in 2026. Tidewater CEO Quintin Kneen is optimistic about the company's future prospects, citing the substantial free cash flow of the business and the low level of leverage projected for the Wilson acquisition. The company anticipates retaining financial flexibility to pursue incremental capital allocation opportunities and remains confident in its ability to deliver strong performance in 2026. Tidewater's strong balance sheet and diversified business model position it for success in a challenging offshore industry. With the addition of the Wilson fleet, the company has meaningfully increased its earnings and cash flow profile and gained critical mass in the largest offshore vessel market in the world.